Yo, what's up? What's good? What's good? What's good, man? This is your host with the most XP, man, and I'm keeping it real and black. I know it's been a minute. It's been ages. It's been since January since I even dropped something, man. Like, everything's been crazy, yo. Like, yo, it's unbelievable right now, yo. Like, my mind is like, it's like, I can't believe I'm even on this earth. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yo, shit's going crazy. You remember when I was like, yo, New Year's, you know, resolution and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to all be, you know, doing good and stuff like that. You know, 2020, you feel me? Like, everybody was going to say, yo, this is 2020 is going to be the year. You know, every fucking year, everybody said this is gonna be my year. On some real shit, when 2020 hit, I thought this was gonna be my motherfucking year. Like, fuck 2019, 2018. I ain't never said none of that bullshit. Or new year, new me. I felt like 2020, you know what I'm saying? Cause I got the clear vision, you feel me? So I thought that, you know, this is gonna be my year. But yo, crazy shit been happening, yo. Like, I don't know when the last time I posted something. I know it was January, but I'm just saying, I don't know the date exactly. But, yo, Kobe died, yo, in January. Yo, this shit blew my mind, man. Like, what the fuck? And then, I don't know what happened, yo, because my mind be zoned out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hardly even, that's why I haven't been posting stuff, because I've been on this crazy fucking adventure of trying to find, you know, myself and shit. But, like, February, you know, same shit, you know. The lady from, don't get me wrong now, I don't want to give out the wrong information, but I believe in February, the lady, I think it was, that played Malona on Good Times, she died. And then March, the motherfucking, that's when we started really hearing about the motherfucking coronavirus and shit. Like, what the fuck, yo, the coronavirus? Like, this ain't no Walking Dead shit, you feel me? But it's kind of close to it on how fast it spread. But yo, it's crazy. Like other people were saying that it happened in China. Of course, it was originated in China. But people were saying that President Trump knew about it, but was like brushing it off and shit, because he's too busy counting his money and, you know, fucking these women. But I just don't know. I wouldn't have, like, swept that under the rug. Like, he's too fucking rich, yo. He should have fucking watched that movie Contagion or some shit, or Outbreak, yo. Those movies, yo, I feel like every movie, in a way, in some sort of way, you know, comes, you know, it's like a fucking time capsule. You know what I'm saying? It's like, when you watch a movie, or like, let's say, for example, fuck the movie, let's say The Simpsons or some shit. Like, The Simpsons predicted the future. That's how I felt about, like, some certain movies. Like, Outbreak, I knew my mom was being young and shit. I'm like, yo, this might happen. A lot of nerds like me and shit thought The Walking Dead was actually gonna happen and shit. Like, I remember that rabies, I don't know, was it rabies attack? Or, nah, it was a dude in Florida. I know he was on bath salts and he ate a dude's face. So we all thought that Walking Dead shit was gonna happen. But yo, it's mad crazy, yo, to shut down the comedy club. I can't fucking do comedy no more, man. Like, yeah, I can do a comedy on Instagram. Yo, follow my Instagram, it's LILXP26. But yo, it's like, I ain't got a lot of followers like that in the first place. I only got like 9-something followers. So that's the reason why I was going to the comedy club, to get a name for myself. Also get, you know, followers on my social media so I can market myself. But yo, it's been fucking crazy, yo. Like, a lot of my people at my job, man, got sick. I had to stay home for a week because I thought I had the motherfucking coronavirus and shit. So when I started coughing and shit, I told my supervisor, like, I got the coronavirus or some shit. But I went and got checked. It wasn't the coronavirus, it was just a cold. So I'm alive and shit, I'm good. But yo, it's mad crazy, yo. It's the wrong time for me, for single people. Like, cause you know, I'm an alright looking dude, you know what I'm saying? I ain't ugly and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm in between, you feel me? But yo, it's a hard time, yo. I should have got married like 2-3 years ago or some shit, man. Like, yo, it's hard out here in these streets, man. Like, every girl, like all my friend, all my homies, like every girl they try to talk to or something now, they like, nah, we can hang out after the coronavirus. Like, what? Hang out after the coronavirus? Like, yo, you fucking kidding me? Like, yo, and it's crazy now, cause like, yo, you can't really like go to the, you can't really go to the park and shit like that. So, niggas like, yo, nigga be like, yo, let's go, you know, fuck it, you know, just hang out with me and shit, you know, come to the crib, you know, we can just chill, watch some Netflix and shit like that. You feel me? Cause there ain't nothing to do. But girls, some ain't going for that shit. Like, nah, I don't feel comfortable, you know, hanging out with you at your house, cause I don't even know you like that. But like, yo, where can we go? The movie's closed, the restaurant's closed, what the fuck? Like, we not gonna sit in my fucking car, nigga. Like, nah, that's not happening. So yo, it's just a lot of crazy shit happening, man. Like, nigga, yo, I'm ashamed to say it, yo. Fuck it, I'm a member of I don't even know how to say it. Brazzers or some shit. I'm a member. I did a 7-day trial, man. That's how it's crazy out in these streets, man. You gotta watch some video, man. Some videos and shit, you know. Porn industry's popping now, yo. Yo, they been popping, but now they more popping. Cause everybody's at home. So nigga, some nigga hit me up. It's like, yo, bro, man, ain't nothing to do but watch porn and play video games. I'm like, yo, I can relate, man. Cause yo, ain't shit to do. Netflix, it got some good shows, but after you done binge watching the shows, ain't nothing else to do. And the horror movies on Netflix is shitty as fuck, because I don't know what the fuck going on. It's not the same. Horror movies to me is not the same like in the past. You feel me? Like Nightmare on Elm Street, Jason, you know what I'm saying? Like my old, that Michael Myers shit, man. Halloween, the old school ones and shit. These new ones and shit, like, yo, like, what the fuck, yo? Like, it's mad stupid. And yo, why do every, I don't know about you folks, but why do every fucking horror movie starts off with people traveling on the road or some shit, going to some place? So no, I'm not trying to be racist, but it's always, you know, it just start off with white people going on a road trip or some shit, and they stop somewhere and some crazy shit happens and they get their, you know, get their ass killed. Or for example, Get Out, you know, the interracial couple and shit, you know, nigga was traveling on the road. Yo, this is fucking crazy. Let me keep going. Us, black, but you know, black family, fucking traveling to the beach or some shit, and then all that shit, crazy shit happens. So, yeah, every movie starts off with some crazy shit like that, yo. It's ridiculous, man. And then like, I'm about to lose my fucking mind, yo. Like, yo, I got an email from like one of the comedy clubs. I ain't gonna fucking disclose the name and shit, cause you know I love that comedy club I go to perform to. But they sent me an email saying, since we closed, we're gonna start figuring out a way how we can go online and shit, you know, like do comedy on a webcam. Motherfucker, I got that email like 3 weeks ago and shit, yo. So what's going on, yo? I'm losing my mind, yo. Like, I need my people, man. I need to make my people laugh and shit. I'm out here in the big city, the Big Apple, you know. And I'm Rizzy, of course. I don't know if y'all didn't know, but I'm originally from North Carolina. So I'm not risking leaving the Big Apple to go back to my little small town, because I'm, never know, I might even, you know, I might have it, and I ain't trying to risk that shit, you know. So fuck that. I'm not gonna do all that, man. It's fucking, it's ridiculous and shit, yo. Like, I'm just trying to survive out in these streets, yo. And it's like, on the news it said crime went down. It's like, so I'm trying to fucking figure out, this is my philosophy on this shit. I'm trying to figure out, no, because all the essential workers been going to work. But they said since all the non-essential workers haven't been working and shit, and everybody been home, crime went down. So I feel like the non-essential motherfuckers is the one that been doing all the crime and shit. Because how the fuck crime go down 25% and shit? You know what I'm saying? Yo, I fucking, you know, I assume, you know, I'm, Because it don't make no fucking sense. I'm pretty sure when the non-essential workers go back to work, crime's going to go back up, yo. You know, shit, I'm going to be stealing right with them. You feel me? But it's just some crazy shit, yo. I'm just trying to take it one day at a time, you know. I'm trying to make this... I'm trying to just get this off my chest, you know. I'm really sorry, you know, for, you know, if anyone's listening, if you know somebody, or, you know, you seen on the news, I just feel sorry for those people who lost, you know, family members due to the coronavirus, you know. It's just sad, and makes me a little depressed thinking about it. You know, I'm always trying to be a cheery person on my podcast and stuff, but, you know, we always gotta, you know, thank God that, you know, that some, you know, we're still alive, you know. Like, we're on this earth to fulfill some sort of purpose. But don't forget the ones that fallen. You know what I'm saying? Don't just go brush those people off. You know, remember those people. Carry those people in your heart, yo. This is a lesson to learn. They said this is going to be the new normal. 6 feet apart. Wear a mask and shit. And now, I don't know where these fuck... I'm tired of hearing people telling... Well, having people tell me shit. Like, oh, you heard about... Oh, now they said, you gotta be 20 feet apart. Like, come on, man. Like, where are you hearing this shit from? Nickelodeon or some shit? Like, yo. Like, yo, this is... Yo, I don't want to hear... I want my sword. But even Trump's, you know... I know I talk my shit, but even he say fake news and shit. You know, fuck. Who do we believe? You know what I'm saying? So, it's just a whole shit show and all that. And everybody's affected. Not everybody, but, you know... A lot of people is affected by this shit. So we gotta survive out here, yo. Yo, this coronavirus is like the fucking purge on the low. Now they saying, like, I seen on the news now on CNN when I was sitting there at work, it was saying that the United States is speculating that the coronavirus was made in a lab instead of a market. So that's where we at right now and shit. Cause, you know, we ain't playing. We just trying to fucking figure this shit out. Cause in my mind, I ain't trying to talk shit. And I don't know. I ain't gonna say too much, yo. Cause I don't know where it came from. China market or the lab. This shit is killing people, man. Now what about me when I get 70 or 80 years old? What the fuck? Now we gotta apologize to those people who always say, oh, the world's coming to an end. The world's coming to an end. And the motherfuckers stocking up on toilet paper, cans of soup, hella water, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we laughed at those motherfuckers. Like, niggas got them underground bunks, them bunkers that's underground, yo. We was laughing at the motherfuckers. We're like, yo, the world's not fucking ending. We just laughing our asses off. Now they laughing at us and shit because we was unprepared and shit. They was sitting there butt-ass naked on TV watching this shit on the news and just laughing at all the people that laughed at them, saying, look at these motherfucking people. They got nerve to laugh at me. And y'all, the motherfuckers unprepared, y'all running out of fucking supplies and shit. You know, motherfuckers is laughing at us and shit. And I was laughing too. I ain't gonna talk my shit. I thought it was always cool to have an underground bunker and shit, just in case of some worldly shit, crisis or some shit. Now I want one now. I definitely want one now. Like, yo, I would never forget the time the coronavirus happened. Yo, I never thought in a million years and shit, me being this age, it's fucking crazy. Now, when I have kids of my own, I'ma always tell them, yo, like, cause I came to the Big Apple two years ago and shit. And if I would've known the coronavirus would've happened, I would've saved my ass back down south. You feel me? Like, yo, like, now, yo, like, what am I to do now? Instead of, you know, voice my opinion to my fans and shit. Like, that's about it. Like, that's all I can do. And we just report what's going on and shit. Cause everybody's, yo, beefing, yo. Like, nigga, yo, people's jump, yo, niggas out here jumping each other, yo. They just throwing each other. Yo, it's just mad crazy. As soon as you cough, everybody's looking at you. You a target. Oh, you cough, you got the coronavirus. It's game over. Run. Just run for your life. Because we coming. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing. Wear that mask. You know what I'm saying? Don't come to my... I was telling people yesterday, yo, don't come to my face unless you got a mask on. You know what I'm saying? That's what I told them straight up. So I'm not playing that, yo. So, yo, y'all just be careful out here. Hopefully, I'm not going to keep promising y'all I'm going to come back every day reporting shit. Just stay tuned, man. I'm gonna be back, yo, cause yo, y'all the ones I can fucking vent to and shit, yo. So just stay tuned, all right. And remember, my Instagram is LILXP26. Please follow me. Hit me up in the inbox. Hit me up in my DMs on Instagram and say, yo, I listen to your podcast. Just hit me up, yo. We can just have normal conversation. Chop it up, yo. It's time to make friends, more friends and shit, yo. I don't have a lot of friends and shit, you feel me? Because, you know, I've been busy but on my grind and shit. But now the coronavirus kind of, like, slowed it down a lot. So we might as well just, everybody just start being friends and getting to know one another during this crisis. And hopefully we can come together as one. And remember, yo, I'm always here, you know, I'm always here for you guys and shit. Yeah, I got your back. I'm always be honest. I'm keep it real. That's why it's called keeping it real and black, because I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. But, yo, stay tuned. I love you guys. It's XP, and I'm out.